Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
National NFL insider for The Athletic. He is Jeff Howe, and you can find him on the X at Jeff P. Howe. Got a lot of NFL conversation to have, Jeff, but thanks so much for joining us today. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Are you a Christmas music guy or no? I feel like you're either one way or the other in this world.
I mean, now that I got, you know, my daughters are 10 and 8 right now, so you either got to embrace it or it's going to be a long couple months. So yeah. I'm all in.
Are you an Elf on the Shelf guy?
I was just about to ask him the same question.
My kids keep asking me for one, and I keep telling them no because I don't have the bandwidth.
Okay, be very careful, Mark, because we've had to make sure that we refer to the Elf in the right manner on this show because there are people listening that are visited by elves every night. So, Jeff, I'm going to change the subject because Mark was getting ready to really pull the plug right there.
I wasn't good. You didn't even let me finish.
Okay, Anyways, Jeff, I was reading your quarterback rankings, Jeff, and you do a good job. And you talked about Dak Prescott. He's kind of dialed in. He's reestablished himself. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I think a lot has been made over the MVP debate in the NFL. And I think a lot of people thought Matt Stafford was kind of running away with it. And then he comes back to the pack. Now Drake May is kind of the bell of the ball. You wrote about how Dak Prescott is kind of reestablishing himself as a top-end quarterback. What do you make of the MVP race here in the NFL and kind of getting down to the wire these last 5 weeks?
I don't have a vote, but I would still lean towards Stafford at this point. But with the Patriots going into the bye and then coming out of it with the Bills and the Ravens, if they're able to take care of business against those two teams, I think it's probably Drake May's award at that point. He's got probably a pretty good chance to lock it up and steal it from Stafford in the next 2 weeks. It's been an interesting year. It's been a fun one because it's been sort of a flavor of the week sort of award, and the blue bloods, for lack of a better term, haven't really been dominating that conversation. So whether it's been Stafford or Baker Mayfield earlier in the season, and now Drake May, or, you know, there was a time when it was possibly Jared Goff or maybe even Jonathan Taylor. So there were just all these fun new names, and it was like, who's going to have the biggest week? But I think right now it's a two-quarterback race between Stafford and May.
Well, Jeff, if you rewind back to the start of the season, the Bears weren't really on our radar, and now Ben Johnson has them sitting at 9-3. How has he gotten them to be the team sitting at the top of the NFC North?
Physicality. I was there this summer, and I'm telling you, this stuff started way, way even before that. Like, they didn't just wake up last week and say, all right, you know what, we're ready for a street fight with the Eagles. This is some stuff that really gets put in, the attitude gets implemented in the spring and it gets carried into the summer, and they decide every single day in training camp, we're going to be the more physical team. I was there during a day when they practiced against the Dolphins, and there was no question which team was there to be physical and which team was not prepared for it. And you kind of look at the way the two teams have kind of fallen or gone in different directions in the standings. So this is a team that is, you know, they're nowhere near the talent that Ben Johnson had as the offensive coordinator in Detroit, but they play with a similar edge. And like that underdog mentality that, you know, they're going to pride themselves on being creative, But they're going to earn it through also, again, being physical. And they remade the offensive line. Those additions have helped out. So they're able to be a running team. There's been a lot of attention on Caleb Williams and his development. He's still got a long way to go, which is actually interesting because I think it shows how much better he can really get. But right now, you know, Ben Johnson's doing a good job of making it sort of half field reads and then just take the safe play, whether you want to scramble and try to create off schedule or what have you, check it down, whatever. So it's all sort of coming together, but just while they bide time in Williams' development, they're able to just be the more physical, ground-heavy team, and I think it's fun to watch.
Jeff, for the following teams, which have benefited from very soft schedules and favorable opponents, which is the most Fugazi or likely to get bounced in the first round of the playoffs, the Bears, the Broncos, or the Patriots?
Ooh.
Probably the Bears.
There you go. Thank you.
But I think Fugazi. I think that's more of a product of their environment and the conference that they're in. I mean, you look at the AFC, everybody in the AFC is arguing about who has the softer schedule. And you look at the seven teams that are currently in the playoff field, none of them have beaten more than two teams that are currently in the playoff field. And, you know, compared to, let's say, the Rams have six wins against teams in the playoff field. I think the Eagles have three. So it's been sort of parity from that across the board with the exception of the Rams. But then the other part about the AFC, you don't have a single team in the playoff field that has a strength of schedule over 500. So they're all benefiting from soft schedules in the AFC, which is why I think they should all be terrified if the Chiefs are able to somehow get hot or the Texans were able to steal that last wild card spot from the Colts, because the Texans have been much more battle-tested. They have five wins against the current playoff field. As opposed to, you look at the NFC, across the board, stronger strengths of schedule, and you've got a team like the Bears that are more of the outlier because their schedule has not been as difficult.
Jeff Howell from The Athletic, kind enough to hang out with us here on the morning shift. Jeff, I'm going to ask you this question because the Seahawks are going to visit the Falcons this Sunday at 1 o'clock. This is going to sound a lot like the question about the Bears a minute ago, but I think a lot of the same things kind of apply when you talk about what Mike McDonald has been able to do. And Falcons fans are always going to compare Raheem Morris to everybody from that hiring cycle just a couple of cycles ago. Mike McDonald's got things rolling over there, and they get Sam Darnold in the fold, and all of a sudden they look like a very, very good football team. What's been the blueprint for him to kind of get things turned around in Seattle and really get off to a nice start?
Yeah, that's a team that I think has the best ability to challenge the Rams in the playoffs, too, out in the NFC. I really like what Seattle's doing. And with McDonald in particular, just coming in and implementing his system and his philosophy, it aligns with what the front office has wanted to do, really, since Schneider got there in 2010 with Pete Carroll. They still want to be a physical team that plays good defense and controls the ball on offense with a quality ground game. They got away from that identity a little bit last season, bringing in somebody like Clint Kubiak as the offensive coordinator. This season, you know, Kubiak has that run-first mentality. Now, again, Sam Darnold gets a lot of the attention, but their identity is still as a physical ground offense. And their offensive line has been healthier. McDonald, of course, is the defensive guy. So it was going to take a little time for his defense to get rolling in Seattle. I mean, remember when he became the coordinator in Baltimore, it still took a little more, about a season for them to get really rolling. And then you saw what the Ravens were capable of once they hit their stride. Similar sort of timeline in Seattle. And then you've got this young group of defensive players who are kind of coming into their own. You've got Emenwori, who I think is going to grow into a Hamilton type of piece on the back end. So just a really cool trajectory that Seattle's on. And I think can they contend with the Rams? Yes, I think so. A big question mark is, how is Sam Darnold going to be able to control the football? You know, there are three losses this season. Two of them, Darnold has a key giveaway late in the game, deep in opposing territory when the Seattle could have done something about the deficit. And another one was that four turnover game against the Rams. So Darnold just has to be better with the football in those more intense games down the stretch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, we've already had two coaching openings coming in Tennessee and with the Giants. How many more do you forecast possibly being this offseason?
The average is usually 7. So, I remember last year it looked like I thought we were looking at the same thing last year, too. And then all of a sudden there were those surprise firings. So, I still think I don't like to really publicly speculate, you know, just start throwing names over who gets fired. I try to be a little more sensitive to that before it's truly warranted. But I mean, I think getting to 7 is probably realistic this cycle. Again, the surprises always happen, and it's a little too early for us to know exactly who should or should not be safe.
All right, there you have it, Jeff Howe from The Athletic. Jeff, before we let you go, would you rather watch Elf or The Grinch? Which one? Which Christmas movie?
Which Grinch?
Elf.
No, the Grinch, the cartoon one over everything.
You hear Jeff right there, Mark? He said it doesn't matter.
No, it does. It's the cartoon one over everything.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning, buddy. Have a good one.
Elf is a lead. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.